I'm Steve Potter, and still to come on Cityscape, Regina DeLuise. She's a photographer who spent 7 weeks in Bhutan. Her black and white images center on a culture both remarkable and mysterious. But first, guitarist Angel Romero has appeared as a soloist with some of the leading orchestras in the world and was knighted by his home country of Spain in recognition for his musical accomplishments. He's also a conductor and a composer. The St. Louis Classical Guitar Society brings him to St. Louis for a performance tomorrow evening at the Sheldon Concert Hall. Angel Romero, welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be back.
So this is not your first St. Louis appearance? I wasn't sure.
Oh, no. My goodness. No, I started my career when I was about 12 years old with my family, my dear family, my father and my two brothers, the older brothers and I, as the Romeros. And we've been in St. Louis so many times, and me, you know, also myself with the symphony. Over the years, I couldn't tell you how many times.
Well, I can understand why you say that, because you're in demand. You know, you have and have had a very busy touring schedule ever since you were young.
Right, exactly. I remember my tours, you know, and going back to the hotel at night with the tour schedule in front of me just to see if there was any, you know, trying to make it happen, and it couldn't happen, you know, where I had, like, overnight, so I could either drive or fly or, you know, whatever, to go home for a couple hours. And I couldn't, you know, and it was months.
I don't know why I sense this, but for some reason, I think you sort of enjoy that.
I do. Well, I enjoy the touring, of course. Yeah, and the reason being, then you get to take your music. You know, I take my guitar, and I love people, and I always have been very social. I'm not one of those people who go away into an island and forget about it. But I love the actions, you know, and reactions of people. And so for me, being on stage, I see the audience as one person. I never take it apart. You know, to me, even I address them jokefully. You know, I say, you out there, you, just, you know, they're my family.
But that one person, those audiences can be very different, though, can't they?
You know what? I find internationally, you know, now what is the most embarrassing to me, you know, not embarrassing, I love it. Like, I was in Denmark, in Copenhagen, and I was with the Danish Philharmonic, and I came out to play, and the audience, like they usually do, you know, because of they start applauding. When you're an artist and you're so renowned, they applaud your recordings, they applaud the last time they saw you and whatever. So they stood up, you know, and bravoing and all that, and I hadn't played a note. So I started laughing, and I said, you know, you're going to make me have one of the most embarrassing moments in my life where you're applauding me more than probably you will after I play. So I like to have fun, you know, and I speak a lot to the audience, and they're my friends. If they invest the time and to come and see me, they're certainly worth, you know, my affection.
Well, and I have the feeling you don't embarrass easily.
No, I really don't. As a matter of fact, that's an issue my wife takes with me. Whenever I go outside, you know, I get in my convertible. I'm always in a convertible, my cars. And no matter if it's raining or sun shining or whatever, I'm always in my bathing suit and a tank top, because I love the outdoors and all that. And she always, you know, looks at me and says, Angel, that bathing suit is too short. And I say, well, I have short legs. You know, I'm not 6'4". You know, this is the European style. And she says, no, that's not the European style. That's disgusting. Go put on some long ones. No, I'm saying, and the worst part about it is, and I have my little teenage 14-year-old daughter, then she backs her up immediately. You know, she gets into the conversation.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter what you look like as long as the music sounds good. And speaking
That's
of
right.
that, we have some selections that I think are going to be on the program on Saturday. What would you like to share with us?
We're going to hear the Fantasia. This is from the Suite Andaluza by my father. Then he wrote when he was a young, actually almost a teenager. This is one of the most difficult, if not impossible, piece to play, because it has a lot of, with the left hand and the right hand hitting within 2 inches away from each other. Not like the normal where the hand is, you know, like two feet apart from the left hand on the instrument. This, the hand actually, it's a technique that my father developed, sort of hammering with the right hand and then pulling and doing ligados with the left hand. And it's so funny because all the electric guitar players, and then have become legendary. They all copied that technique of my father from the Fantasia. So it's a very interesting and beautiful piece. It's a Cuban style fantasy.
And that's guitarist Angel Romero, who will be performing tomorrow night at the Sheldon Concert Hall. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, you know, you mentioned your father a couple of times, and he's a very successful musician in his own right. And he brought you and his family to this country when you were very young, you said? Like, weren't you like six, maybe?
I was 11. I was actually 10 years old.
Uh-huh. So tell me about Los Romeros, the guitar quartet. Was that formed after your family came here?
Yes, that was formed back in, actually, my oldest brother, Celine, just after we arrived, he went to Fort Ord. He was drafted, the U.S. Army. And there he met James Lucas, another soldier, who wanted to be a manager in New York. And he said to Celine, Celine, well, I'll manage you. And he said, well, I think we're coming up with something, my family and I. So we formed the quartet, the first quartet of its kind in the world. So we originated the format of the guitar quartet.
Does Los Romeros still perform?
Los Romeros still perform without me and without my father. My father passed away in 96, and I left in 1990 because I paralleled to the Los Romeros, to all the tours. I had my own tours, and I was recording in EMI at Abbey Road Studios in London. I was recording with the London Philharmonic, with the London Symphony. I was doing recordings. I was playing with all the major orchestras in the world by myself as a soloist. And then I had the busy schedule with the quartet, and I could not handle it. It was too much. So I bowed out of the quartet after 30 years of being with them. And they continued with my nephew, came in into Celine's son, Celino, came into the quartet to take my spot. And then when my father passed away, my son, Angel Jr., went in his place. Hmm. So now it's my two older brothers and my son and my nephew. And they continue calling themselves Los Romeros, the Romero Quartet, without me. Although I joined in a celebration. We did a Deutsche Grammophon recording last year, Christmas recording. It was the five of us.
I'm sure you enjoy performing as a solo act, but was that hard for you to leave a family group like that you'd been associated with for so long?
It's very hard. It's very hard, and I get very sentimental sometimes, and I have maintained my relationship with my two brothers very close. As a matter of fact, I my routine, I go to the beach, I practice, I like to work at the beach, and then I go take a little picnic out to the beach, and then in my way back in the early evening, I always stop at my brother's house, and I sit down with them, and I hug them, and I talk to them, and we go over over, you know, what is happening. And a matter of fact, they're right now, as we speak, in Dallas performing.
Well, you know, you've mentioned the beach several times.
Yes.
And you were talking earlier about your bathing suit and your tank top.
Oh, yeah. I have a house on the beach. Then in the North Shore of Hawaii also, and it's right on the water. I mean, you open up the living room doors and you get splashed by the ocean. It's right on the water, and it's magnificent. And too bad we only get to go in the part of the summer there because of my schedule. But I love the ocean. I love the ocean. I was born in Malaga, you know, right on the Mediterranean Sea. And I don't know. I mean, I have and right here, I'm right now looking at the ocean. I have to have outside of my house. I have to have an ocean, even in San Diego right now, where I'm talking. You know.
And when your family came to this country, you were in Southern California, I guess. And
right.
I read something you talking about. You kind of grew up as the typical California kid, right? Convertible, listening to the Beach Boys and all that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I grew up in Hollywood. And I didn't have convertibles back then. I was actually in no bathing suit, but I was in the Western style. I guess it's because I had just been in this country not so long, and I was impressed by all the cowboys and stuff. So I used to wear my cowboy boots and all that, and I had a Lincoln Continental with suicide doors, you know, the 1962. So
uh-huh.
I drive around in that. So I've always maintained looking as obnoxious as I possibly can. So you know, I've maintained that through the years. But I grew up, and my best friend was Carl Wilson, the lead guitarist of the Beach Boys, which unfortunately he's no longer with us. You know, he passed away some years ago at a very young age. But he and I went to school, and we used to go bowling after school, Hollywood Professional School in Hollywood. And I've become very associated, you know, even with now the Beach Boys, they're all my dear friends. And whenever they're around, like the other day, I take my little girl and my wife and hang out backstage, and I've maintained my friendship with them.
That's interesting. Yeah. Did you ever think that maybe you would go musically in a different direction? You know, growing up in California, having Beach Boys as a friends. But you stuck with classical guitar, though.
Well, yeah, you know, and my guitar goes back so long, you know. They interviewed George Harrison, you know, of the Beatles. And there was an interview done, and they asked him, "How did you when start playing the guitar?" And he said, "From picking out of Angel Romero's records," you know. So I go back, and Jimi Hendrix and all that, they told me then he, every single night, would put on my recordings before going to bed and stuff. So my music have crossed over to them as much as theirs crossed over to me. No, there was never a doubt. My basic, since I was very little, I used to just listen to the Bach fugues, you know, on the organ, Glenn Gould playing the C major fugue of Bach and all this, and Beethoven. On the side, I'm a symphony conductor, you know, not on the side, parallel to it. You know, I conduct major orchestras, and I, like in Chicago, I did a Beethoven cycle where I conducted at Orchestra Hall, Symphony number 7 of Beethoven, number 4, number 8, number 3, number 1. Mozart, you know, so that is my heart lies in that. But you know, aside from that, it's amazing because in my car, I don't listen to classical music. In my car, I listen to pop at full blast, you know, in my convertible as I drive down and get speeding tickets.
Listening to pop and wearing your tank top, I get it.
No, it's true. You know, and when I go like to New York and it's snowing and whatever, and I swear to God, I come out of my hotel and my wife just almost like refuses to go out with me, because I'll come out and I'll have a bathing suit, but if it's cold, I'll put on a leather coat over me, you know. But still, underneath, you can always rest assured that I have my tank top and my bathing suit.
would you share some more of your music with us?
Of course, I'd love to. Let's hear now part of a beautiful piece that is Leyenda by Albéniz. Albéniz and Granados and all these great Spanish composers, even though they wrote for the piano, these pieces are originally for the piano, but they composed it with a guitar in mind. So pianists always complain of, you know, how close the notes are to each other and all of this, because actually it was intended in their minds for the guitar, although they wrote it, you know, for the keyboard. But anyway, this is Leyenda, one of the most famous pieces of Isaac Albéniz.
The St. Louis Classical Guitar Society and the Sheldon present Angel Romero tomorrow night, 7:30 at the Sheldon Concert Hall. If you'd like information about tickets and all the particulars, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the Sheldon's website. And Angel, I guess we'll recognize you. You'll be the one on stage in the bathing suit.
In the shorts.
Right.
You know, let me just mention, I have a great soprano with me, Julia Targovitskaya. And she will be doing some of the Lorca, García Lorca Spanish songs with me for guitar and voice. Which, by the way, my dear wife, Nefi Romero, she has done all over the world with me. So this will be, you know, I will be unfaithful musically, bring another soprano. But that should be very much enjoyed. They're wonderful songs.
We'll look forward to that very much. We just have a couple seconds left, but, you know, you are a guitarist, a composer, a conductor,
right.
And I understand you enjoy painting as well, and you're influenced by Impressionists. Do you paint regularly?
Yes, I do. I have paintings, and I love nature, so I paint nature and stuff, and I love the Impressionists, Claude Monet, Van Gogh, all of them, Renoir, also the Baroque style of painting, all this. But for me, imagination takes it in life. You know, to have an imagination you're a fortunate person. If you can look at the ocean and imagine anything, or look even into space, and your mind, creates things. And this is where the Impressionists came in. You know, they didn't draw exactly like a photograph. Like you have Renoir and all these other painters, you know, Velázquez, but they had the concept of painting what they saw and also what they imagined. And so when you look at a painting of Van Gogh or Monet or whatever, you look at three dots of paint on a canvas, and if you stand back and you, squint your eyes, you can see the person, an actual person. You can see even the outfit they're wearing, and you can see whatever, because, that's how it was intended. That's Impressionist. It creates an impression.
Well, Angel Romero, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to welcoming you to St. Louis tomorrow night. And
thank you.
And
I'll come and see the arch.
Very good. I'll meet you there. Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. Nice to be with you guys.
Coming up next on Cityscape, a new exhibition of photography opens at MOCRA. This is St. Louis Public Radio.